Welcome to the ATLE podcast, where we share info about ATLE activities, host roundtable conversations on relevant topics, and offer interviews with key stakeholders and guests from all around the world. On this episode, we talk about 10 important tasks IT and security administrators should perform to keep devices protected and secure. I'm your host, Nicole Acosta, and so glad you could join us. You can check out our other podcast episodes as they become available on the website atle.ca and on Twitter at ATLE Alberta. We all have tasks that we have to perform every year in an educational environment. Teachers have specific outcomes that they need to work through with their students. Administrators have specific things that they need to complete for the division office, and division office has certain things to ensure that they complete on an annual basis for Alberta education. Let's switch it to IT or security administrators. What would be their checklist of 10 tasks that they should be performing every year? Well, folks, I just came across this Tech Republic post, and I'd like to share the 10 important tasks that they believe a security administrator should perform to keep devices protected and secure. I'm curious to think if they've got the 10 right, or do you think there's more than 10? Hang on, take a listen. Number one. Update your company's policies. So any corporate school policies governing computer systems, networks, and acceptable use should be updated on a regular basis to ensure that they remain relevant and fully address the needs of the organization. Number two, update or draft an incident response plan. As you know, living in Alberta, over the last 7 years, we've had schools and school divisions have to go through disaster types of responses, whether it is through fire, through storms, through water. We have had different types of disasters that have hit our school divisions. And so an incident response plan, which is the playbook by which an IT department responds to and handles different security incidents that threaten, breach, or compromise the digital assets of the enterprise, have been important in regards to some of the natural disasters that we've been having to deal with in Alberta. But also, most importantly, we have to make sure if there's any threats, online digital threats, that our practices are up to date. Number three, schedule maintenance calls with vendors. We have several vendors at each of our school sites, at our school divisions, that we have built throughout the years, or we've just gotten a new partnership going with a vendor. So it's important to continue to build those relationships when you're managing different types of IT operations, whether they're small, medium, or large, or even just project-based. It's important to think about security, that it does have a huge role to play with vendors either offering important guidance or in turn school divisions offering guidance to those vendors to ensure everybody's protected. Number four, review your firewall rules. One of the most important layers in protecting the network security from unauthorized access and potential threat is our firewall. And that requires consistent and constant monitoring and updating. Number five, assess an internal security audit of the systems that you are using. So it's important to provide that insight on how exposed any of our systems and devices are, as well as how systems respond in real time to attacks and threats. Number six, perform directory server auditing and cleanup. It's important that we use and take a look at optimizing our servers and making sure they're running properly. So routine maintenance, purging obsolete records or moving organizational units to another space because they're no longer pertinent, or updating of policies that then make other items obsolete. So by auditing these regularly, IT can ensure that those user accounts are terminated for employees or archived, or properly managed, or that security permissions are updated due to certain group membership or roles. Important to have those all corrected and then minimize exposure. Number seven, review security logs and alerts. Well, we know that all devices on the network create logs for any number of processes running anytime 24/7. These logs should be reviewed periodically to identify any critical or even not so critical elements that need to be addressed before they're exploited or become larger issues down the road. Number eight, research new technologies and upgrade paths. It's important to do some action research. We do this often in the education environment, in the classroom, as well as in post-secondary institutions. In the IT realm, sometimes it's not always relevant or offered for IT departments and their employees to get the chance to participate in a research and development-like environment where they are privy to testing new equipment or developing integration plans or on the bleeding edge of implementing new technologies for their organizations. Number nine, securing remote access technologies. Widespread internet access virtually everywhere has brought burgeoning web-based services to the mainstream. With enterprises and consumers increasingly relying on the cloud to do everything from store data to send messages to manage devices, many more than ever before are turning to remote access technologies to virtually connect to their devices over the web as if they were sitting directly in front of their machines working locally. As higher usage base grows in this area, then so does that attention to these forms of connectivity and how people are connecting to them. So it's important for IT security admins to adequately review, test, and audit their remote technologies to make sure they're working up to par. And finally, number 10, develop and conduct end-user training. A considerable portion of security rests in the hands of the end user. So it's important for all staff in the school division to ensure that they understand what and how messages and technologies are being used. So check out the link for Tech Republic. And after each one of these sections, there's a great in-depth piece. So if you like one of the top 10 tasks to perform every year and you want to learn a little bit more, Tech Republic has included linkable pieces of information and articles for you to use. I hope you enjoyed this quick ATLE podcast on security in education and the IT department. Thank you for joining us for this episode. And not only does ATLE and ATLE ProLearn share info on this podcast, they also host various online and in-person events in Alberta throughout the year. Check out the events calendar found at atle.ca. And if you would like to be on the part of this EdTech InfoTech Tidbits podcast, we would love to connect with you. Get a hold of us at prolearn@atle.ca and we'll have you on the show. Thanks for listening.